Hey, my friend. I like you. You're cool. Welcome to the 14th Lincoln Show. When is the last time you rode a merry-go-round? You can learn great things from it, you know. The kind of merry-go-round I'm talking about is the little round kind you see in playgrounds. You know when you're spinning around on a swing, if you pull your feet in, you spin faster? It is also true that if the people on a merry-go-round pull to the middle of the merry-go-round spins faster. If the mass of an object gets pulled closer to the center of the axis of the object, then the object spins faster. I understood this physics principle when I was about 19 and wanted to try it out on a merry-go-round. So I got about 5 grown guys my age to be the muscle strength and the guinea pigs. And I also got my friend, the energetic fifth grader, to help me out, too. So the 5 other big guys and myself and the little guy all got on the outside perimeter of the merry-go-round, and we got it going as fast as we could get it going. And as you can imagine, guys this age can get a merry-go-round going pretty fast. And we were all on the outside perimeter of the merry-go-round, so we had to hold on pretty good because of the centrifugal force. My theory was that if we 6 big guys pulled ourselves to the center of the merry-go-round, and if we left the skinny, weak fifth grader on the outside perimeter of the merry-go-round, then the merry-go-round would accelerate to a speed so fast that the little guy could not hold on and he would fly off. But considering that it was recess time at a public school and the skinny fifth grader was a real elementary school kid, I decided not to injure the skinny fifth grader and instead made myself be the one that stayed on the outside perimeter of the merry-go-round. And for safety's sake, I made sure everybody was following my instructions, and I made sure that the big guys understood that they could not pull themselves to the middle of the merry-go-round until the little guy did. And I instructed everybody to be ready to quit pulling themselves to the middle of the merry-go-round if I couldn't hold on anymore. And so we proceeded with the experiment. And sure enough, the merry-go-round began accelerating even faster than the very fast starting speed, and as the guys continued pulling themselves to the center of the merry-go-round got faster and faster and faster and faster, and it got harder and harder and harder and harder for me to hold on, until finally I just couldn't hold on. The centrifugal force was just pulling me off the merry-go-round, and the guys were not even to the center of the merry-go-round yet. And so, to prevent myself from actually getting thrown off and getting injured, I told the guys to quit pulling themselves to the center of the merry-go-round. And they obeyed, and I did not get killed. So I concluded that yes, indeed, we could have gotten the fifth grader flying if we had really done the full-fledged experiment. The final song of this Friday night's Lincoln Show is my family singing Praying Ground. We learned this song from an old reel-to-reel recording we have of an old-time church camp meeting. I believe the camp meeting was in Missouri about 1950. It was a black trio that sang the song on the old recording. Remember to check www.lincolnshow.com next Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Let us go back.
Thanks for listening.